Very good morning to you and welcome back to the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. Happy Thursday to you all. Just one more sleep until Friday. We're nearly through the week. Rabbitohs players are refusing to be distracted by talk. Master coach Wayne Bennett is heading back to the club. South Sydney officials will meet with Bennett next week during Magic Round in Brisbane. 5'8" Cody Walker sidestepping questions about the likelihood of Bennett taking over in 2025.
There's no secret what I feel about Wayne and how much the club feel about him, but obviously that's not important at the moment. I think we've got more important things to worry about at this moment.
Panthers players are excited by the prospect of David Fifita joining their lineup. Fifita must decide tonight whether to stick with the Titans or to go on the open market. Penrith fullback Dylan Edwards hopes the Maroons' Origin star decides to link up with the Premiers.
He's a class player. I think what he can do on the field, not many people can do. He's a strike weapon, obviously. Love to have anyone like that in our club.
In AFL, the teammates of Geelong veteran Tom Hawkins deny the game has gone past him. Hawkins will equal Joel Selwood's club games record of 355 tomorrow night against Port Adelaide, but his form has been in question this season. Cats forward Grian Myers has told 3AW Radio he's thriving under the tutelage of Selwood and Hawkins.
The doors I walked through as a 19-year-old and the people that I've get to hang out with every day, you're saying Joel Hawke, but I've also got Gary Ablett, Harry Taylor, the list goes on. And it's also the coaches, I've got pretty much all my coaches have won 2 to 3 premierships each, and I get to learn off them every day, and extremely blessed.
While over in the West, Fremantle Dockers coach Justin Longmuir says the team is up for the challenge of tomorrow night's clash with the red-hot Sydney Swans in Perth, despite a 5-day turnaround.
There's unfairness in the fixture. If you get caught up in that, you'd be chasing your tail all day. So just play what's in front of us and prepare the best we can. And I don't think it'll bother us on Friday night.
The Champions League semi-finals are continuing this morning with the second leg of the fixture between Real Madrid and Bayern Munich in Spain. It's nil all at half-time. The two sides locked at 2-2 on aggregate, so a big second 45 coming up this morning. You can catch the replay or the highlights over at Stan Sport. Back home, Sydney FC is confident it can overcome the loss of English star Joe Lolly when it takes on the Mariners tomorrow night. Lolly is out for the rest of the season with a hamstring injury. Veteran defender Ryan Grant is backing the Sky Blues' depth ahead of the first leg of their A-League men's semi-final series.
Obviously, no one can replace him, but we've got a lot of players that can step in and do a good job. And like I said, big loss, but it's a chance for someone else to come in there and bag a few goals and a few more assists.
Briefly in rugby union, Wallabies prop Pone Farmasili will line up for the Waratahs against the Brumbies on Saturday after a historic mid-season loan deal was struck with his club, the Melbourne Rebels. The Sydney Surf Pro at North Narrabeen is due to get underway this morning. I can tell you, I was out at the new wave pool at Olympic Park Urban Surf in a testing session before it opens next week, and some of the competitors were out there, including last year's champion Isabella Nichols and Gold Coast Pro champion Erin Brooks. A great facility out there at Urban Surf, and the competitors looking very, very sharp ahead of action likely getting underway this morning at North Narrabeen. At the NBA playoffs, the Thunder has beaten the Mavericks 117-95 in Game 1 of their semi-final series. The Celtics have thrashed the Cavaliers 120-95. Natalie Robin has left her position as Chief Executive Officer of Motorsport's governing body, the FIA, after just 18 months in the role. The FIA says in a statement that Robin has left by mutual agreement to pursue other opportunities outside of the FIA. France's Benjamin Thomas has taken a surprise victory in Stage 5 of the Giro d'Italia. Aussie Caleb Ewan finished in 6th place. 2-time Tour de France champion Tadej Pogacar remains 46 seconds ahead of Britain's Geraint Thomas in the overall standings. And over to the Stanley Cup playoffs very briefly. The Avalanche have defeated the Dallas Stars 4-3 in Game 1 of their second round series, so Colorado up 1-0 there. The New York Rangers have defeated the Hurricanes 4-3, so the Rangers taking a 2-0 series lead. That's the very latest from Wide World of Sports on this Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us. Mike Pearsall here in the chair with you. I'll see you tomorrow.